This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football is back, baby. But football actually never left us. But he's joining us now here on the John Schuster-Cola Banker Hotline. That will be Matthew Collar, the Purple Insider. Matthew, football for you is every single day of your life. Football for me, I wouldn't say it's every single day in my life, but I love football not as much as you love football. But, man, now you're back at TCO with regards to an actual training camp where everybody's there. What is the feel like of everybody being together as one again?
Yeah, and apologies. It's a little windy out here. I'm out at TCO Performance Center on the field right now, so they're just getting warmed up for practice today. But, you know, the feeling, it's tough because this is a very exciting season with a lot of new players and a lot of new looks and new quarterbacks and all sorts of storylines across the roster, big signings and Jonathan Crenard, Andrew Van Ginkel, things like that, and turning over a new leaf for this franchise for a roster that is now fully belonging to Kwesi Adofo-Mensah and Kevin O'Connell. And I think this is probably as excited as those guys have been for a training camp, and then the tragedy with Kyree Jackson happens, and that just throws everybody for a loop. I mean, this is something that there's no playbook for. There's no, you know, previous experience for a lot of coaches. I mean, most people have never gone through something like this, certainly not the players, to have their teammate die in the off season and then have to start training camp just a couple of weeks later while they're still in the middle of the grieving process and dealing with what happened to somebody that now will never get to fulfill their career. That is a lot of heavy stuff. And today is the funeral in Maryland for Kyree Jackson. So Kevin O'Connell is not here. Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, Brian Flores, Wes Phillips is going to be running today's practice. But it is a really, really difficult time for everybody. And you haven't seen the same sort of everybody's back, school's back in session, you know, like a lot of joking around and guys kind of going crazy to start. It hasn't been that. It's been a lot more muted, and that doesn't mean they haven't looked good. I think actually Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy have looked as good in the first 2 days as you could have asked them to. It's just there isn't that same first day back type of feeling that there is most seasons when the guys get here to training camp.
Because of the funeral arrangements and stuff like that, is there anybody that's excused from being a part of the practice?
Yeah, a couple of guys. Dallas Turner was probably the biggest name that is not going to be here. He played with Kyree Jackson when they were at Alabama, so he is going to the funeral. But there might be one or two other players who were close with him, one undrafted free agent defensive tackle who was his teammate at Oregon. Aside from that, not a ton of players because they're going to have an event here in a few weeks where Kyree Jackson's family is coming here to have kind of a celebration of life with his teammates, get to know his coaches and all that. And it's, you know, I think, again, going to be another somber event for everybody when, you know, they have Kyree Jackson's family in. Hopefully that gives them a little bit of closure, though, in order to, you know, be able to meet them and talk with them and for them to know how much he was loved. And we saw, you know, Brian Flores get emotional yesterday talking about just how excited he was to coach Kyree. He thought this is a guy who's been through adversity in his life and was, you know, really prepared well for the NFL. And that's another part of it too. And then, you know, they have another cornerback in the first day, Mekhi Blackman tears his ACL. I mean, just like not an easy time here for anybody, TCO Performance Center.
Yes. It's been one hit after another. So hopefully, you know, things can kind of just, you know, everybody be able to take a deep breath and relax and get to playing the best football that they can play. How have the quarterbacks looked in the first couple of days?
I think that Sam Darnold, if you didn't show me his stat sheet from his previous starts and his spots in the, you know, New York Jets and Carolina Panthers, I would have said this looks like a maybe not elite quarterback, but this looks like certainly a solid starting NFL quarterback with a well above average arm who has had excellent chemistry with his top two wide receivers to start. He's hit Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson on some really, really impressive deep throws that you went, okay, wow, that's a different level of velocity. And, of course, Kirk Cousins is a much better quarterback historically than Sam Darnold, but the arm strength is nowhere close. So it's been very impressive to see. Now, of course, I could just hear your audience in their heads saying, it's just practice in shorts. Well, I understand that. I don't have any more information yet. We're going to see how that comes along in the future. But I think the concept of the best receiver in the world, another very good wide receiver, when T.J. Hockenson comes back, you've got two good offensive tackles, and a Sam Darnold who's now kind of been around the block a little and has matured over the years. And I asked him yesterday about just, you know, what he learned last year from seeing the game in a different perspective. And basically he said, I came to understand that I could just sort of do my job and just play point guard was what, you know, he described it as. But that means not always trying to do too much. And I think that that's the number one thing for him. If he doesn't turn the ball over, he could be a very good quarterback for the team. If he keeps throwing lots of interceptions as he has previously, then he won't. And as far as J.J. McCarthy, he is locked in second-team reps, has not taken a single first-team rep so far. The Vikings are sticking to their word. They're taking it slow. But I thought yesterday he had a really good practice. I mean, I just thought he looked like in command and was throwing with some heat behind the ball, had a deep ball to Jalen Naylor, a line drive throw to Robert Tonyan over the middle that was very impressive. And, you know, I just remember Kellen Mond when he came in here, and we all watched him practice the first 2 days and went, oh, boy, that's not good. I haven't had that. I have not had that feeling. This is a quarterback that has to develop. There's no doubt about it. He does. He hasn't played a lot of football in his career. But the talent is there, and I think the confidence is there. And you can see those two things pretty quickly here at training camp.
Talking to Matthew Gallo, the Purple Insider, here on the Chad Harbin Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. One of the things that I haven't necessarily thought that much about, but I definitely feel like it's a strength, is the running back room. How do we envision the Ty Chandler-Aaron Jones dynamic?
I think that really depends on Ty Chandler. We know what Aaron Jones is. Aaron Jones is a superstar. He carries himself like a superstar. He practices like a superstar. He's got the stats, the accolades in the past, and the leadership and all those things. I mean, he's one of the players that is sort of in a Patrick Peterson way. When they join your team, you go, wow, like this guy is just different, right? But with Ty Chandler, he's different in terms of the gears that he has. There's not too many guys his size who run a 4.38 and that have the giddy up that he does and a little bit of power to go with it. But last year, the problem was the more they played him, the more it was exposed his struggles with the details, with the pass protection, with making sure you're hitting the right holes and reading the right blocks and things like that. And I don't think in year three we can make any excuses of, well, he's still young. This would be the year where you either figure that stuff out or you're a backup running back, right? But he has the acceleration. I think he can catch the ball pretty well out of the backfield. And ideally, what you would love to have is 175 carries for Aaron Jones, 150 for Ty Chandler, and both of them average 4.5 to 5 yards a carry. And all of a sudden, Kevin O'Connell's got his first good running game ever in his career as a head coach, because the last 2 years have been a nightmare. And I guess that's what I'm wondering is, you know, the offensive line, they're starting Blake Brandel at left guard. So that's very different than last year with Dalton Risner and Ezra Cleveland. As far as the quality potentially of a run blocker, they really like him as a run blocker. That could play into it. But I've never felt like Kevin O'Connell really had a great feeling for the run game, when to call it, how to call it, how to scheme it. And we're going to see if that's corrected if they have more talented running backs this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, final question for you, and then we'll let you go. After clearly an unfortunate and tragic death and an unfortunate injury to Mekhi Blackmon, where are we at with the cornerback position?
Yeah, they added a guy yesterday named Kobe Francis, who has played only a little tiny bit in the NFL. He's 25 years old. So more of a camp body type of vibe to that signing. And that's it so far. There are free agents out there. Stephon Gilmore won defensive MVP and played last year pretty well. Akilah Witherspoon, I haven't seen him sign yet. So there's a handful of guys who are out there as free agents, but I wonder if they are going to prefer to just see how it plays out, that injuries, you know, like Mekhi Blackman's, they happen, and they probably plan on that. They still have a Caleb Evans who started a lot of games for them last year and had his moments. I would say that he had his ups and downs last year. And then Andrew Booth Jr., hey, it's on you, buddy. I mean, they're probably going to need him, right? No team ever goes through a whole season with their corners being healthy for the entire time. But I also wouldn't be shocked if after they go to Kyrie Jackson's funeral, they come back and maybe address that and try to look into free agency. But anytime you're trying to sign someone at this point in the year, you can't be super optimistic about what that's going to look like. So I think it's kind of, this is the group that you have, and they're going to have to hope that Shaq Griffin and Byron Murphy, the veterans, really step up here because they don't have very much depth at all now at that spot.
I lied. One more question, and the question is this. How excited are you, the same way that I am excited, but I know you're more excited, I'm sure, for your wife, Sloan Martin, to be broadcasting the Olympics for Peacock? I know that that is absolutely a proud and exciting moment for your family.
Yeah, she's going to be on in the middle of the night. I think it's going to be through her time there on every channel, I think. I think she'll be on the main channel when she's doing synchronized swimming in a week or so. And then maybe it's whatever other channels they own that are going to have Olympics in the middle of the night to start with the shooting events, which yeah, I've been watching her study for the last couple of weeks. But, I mean, I just, you know, we've been together since college. So when we met, she wanted to be a sports broadcaster. And even to just see her career come to fruition for Big Ten Network, for the Minnesota Lynx, has been incredibly rewarding because I know all the grind that went into it. But then when she got the phone call about this, it was kind of validation of all the hard work that she's put in for NBC to recognize her as one of the broadcasters that they would want to do the biggest sporting event in the world. So it's, even if some of the stuff requires her to be on at 1 o'clock in the morning or
doesn't
whatever,
yep.
It's really incredible, man. Thanks for mentioning it.
Oh, listen, I watched because I participated and was a part of the 96 Olympics and worked the basketball stuff. It is such a great opportunity, a great time. It's such an exciting thing to be a part of. And for Sloan to get this opportunity, I'm so happy for her. I'm so happy for you. It's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of opportunity for a lot of broadcasters. So, man, it's her time to shine, man. It's going to be awesome. It'll be fun. And look, it's one of those deals where I don't know if you're like me. I just ran up during the Olympics. It doesn't matter every 4 years. I just randomly am watching different things that I would never watch.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, anything that's on, I'm watching it.
Yep. Exactly. All right, thanks so much, Matthew.
Thanks, Henry. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. That's Matthew Collar joining us, the Purple Insider himself, right here on The Good Neighbor. All right, coming up next, it's a big weekend for the Minnesota Twins. They can definitely make up some ground on the Cleveland Guardians. We'll talk about that next year on The Chad Arbin Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.